This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am so glad you're here today because I'm going to be sharing with you a conversation I had with one of my clients. And I think there will be many things that folks can relate to in this, regardless of their goals, regardless of their gender, regardless of whether you are pursuing fat loss or looking to have a healthier, more balanced relationship with food. I think lots of you can relate to her story. She's married. She is a working mom, and she is smack in the sandwich generation. Not only does she have her kids and her husband at home, but also her mother. So that's a lot of stress and pressure, right? And she's also struggled with her weight for most of her life, kind of gaining and losing the same weight over and over. She got deep into the isogenics lifestyle, the shakes, the bars. She lost a lot of weight doing that and put it back on when she stopped using their products and their strategies. And she talks about what has changed for her now, what she is doing differently to create lasting success. And we talk about the influence as a parent on your kids seeing the on again, off again, the weight loss struggles, and how she's approaching that now to really set her kids up for success. And then we talked at length about how she can better respond to stressors in life, which is something we can all benefit from improving, whether it's frustrations with your spouse or disagreements with a parent or a child or work stress. And we talked about strategies to improve her reactions so she can eliminate more stress from her life and therefore feel like she's in a better place when she's making decisions about how she cares for herself. She's not under as much stress or pressure. And I want to really thank her for being so candid and so open. I think you guys will really benefit from this conversation. So here it goes. So I would love to know just a little bit. Tell me a little bit more about why you joined the Fat Loss Fast Track, because so many people hear about it and they hear other people who have been through it. Like, what was it for you that made you say, this is what I want to do?
Okay, so I had actually committed to joining the one prior to this.
Okay.
Mentally, and I believe I even sent you an email saying I was going to do it. And then we basically turned our life upside down. So I don't know if you know Canada at all, but my husband and I both used to live in Toronto, mm-hmm. just outside of Toronto, and had very typical downtown Toronto jobs. We commuted for hours every day, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. So we sold our house and we moved out into the middle of nowhere, mm-hmm. literally out in the middle of nowhere. We bought lakefront property. I now work remotely. He goes into Toronto to work 1 week a year because where we wanted to go, we couldn't get there. Okay. We knew what we wanted. We knew we wanted to slow down. We knew we wanted to be healthier. We knew all of these things, but because just doing the day to day took so much out of us, mm-hmm. we couldn't get there where we were. So we said, you know what?
Something has to change.
We packed up our kids and my mom and we bought a property in Haliburton, which is about 3 hours away from Toronto, Northern Ontario.
Wow.
9 feet of snow right now, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Wow. Well, congratulations. That's, you know, it takes so much to say I'm busy, I'm productive, but it's not what I want. And if it's I want to have what I want, something big has to change. So that takes a lot of courage and a lot of guts. Congratulations to you guys on that.
Thank you. You know what? There's no regrets. It's a learning curve. It's definitely a learning curve, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I resigned. So I was running, I was a sales manager running an advertising company.
Okay.
And I resigned from my job. My boss is amazing and said, you know what? I don't want to lose you. So if you want to do straight sales remotely, you can. Mm-hmm. I'm in. Because to be honest, I hated managing. Okay. Hated it.
Yep.
Hated it. It just wasn't my thing. I don't have the patience to teach people how to do it right, mm-hmm. but I know how to do it right. Mm-hmm. And when they don't listen, it drives me crazy. mm-hmm. So it wasn't the right job for me. And I knew that. So we moved here and I had, like I said, was going to go to the first Fat Loss Fast Track. And as much as it definitely qualifies as an excuse, I was selling a house. I was buying a house. Yep. I was moving 3 hours away. I was changing jobs.
Totally.
And I said, you know what? I'm going to do the winter one.
Okay.
I need to get through this. I knew, I've been listening to your podcast probably since June-ish,
okay,
give or take. I knew it was the place I needed to be. I just didn't want to be there till I could be there.
Absolutely, till you could
and
give it your
attention.
And I
knew I could be there, yep, right then.
Yeah.
So as soon as the winter one came up, I signed up and I there's so much about what you teach and what you... like all of the content that you give us that is just bang on. Like it's almost like you're in my head, and I'm sure that happens to a million of us.
Now, I know that you came from a background going through the isogenic sort of supplements, shakes, that sort of thing. So this is a big change from that. Cause you know, I'm not, you know, even though I come from the supplement world, and I worked in that industry, I'm not a big fan. So that's a big departure from what you had been doing before. So tell me what made you want to make that shift, because it's a big one.
So when I started with Isagenix, my sister-in-law, Corey's my husband, his sister was pursuing me. She wanted me to get involved, one, because I had a weight loss goal, and two, because I sell for a living.
Yep.
So it's ideal for her. It's a network marketing business.
Yep.
And she convinced me, and I was looking for a change. I've always wanted to not be overweight, and sure, I just have been spinning my wheels and back and forth and up and down. And
yep.
So I committed, I jumped into the culture full throttle. I went to the events and it was all sunshines and rainbows. And I struggled a lot with, I think the one big thing for me was you go to these events and all of these moms are on stage and they're saying, I get to stay at home and be a mom and I never have to give anything up. And in the same breath, they're saying I'm missing my kid's first day of school because I'm here. Mm-hmm. So it just felt really fake to me. Like I just saw through it kind of. Mm-hmm. So it took me a while to get there. And then I did. I gained all of the weight back. I slowly stopped using the products. I pulled away from the products. I think consciously I would say because I wasn't loving the environment.
Okay.
But I think that's also probably a little bit of a cop out. It was my regular, so like it's been a 30-year cycle of on again, off again, on again, off again.
Right. So once you stopped using the Isagenix products, you put the weight back on.
Immediately. And 25 pounds more. It got me to my heaviest that I've ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. So the last time I weighed myself, prior to this, what I was about 287, mm-hmm, and I know I continued to gain after that, and mm-hmm, just didn't go near the scale.
Yeah,
like I knew what clothes I could wear and couldn't wear, and I knew I had to start buying 4Xs because 3Xs didn't fit. I knew I was gaining, I just didn't want to see a number, so I didn't get on a scale.
Yeah. So then why the fat loss fast track? Like I would imagine after Isagenix and after this 30-year cycle, you were probably pretty skeptical about anything. What was it about either the podcast or the structure of the fat loss fast track that made you say, I'm going to try this. I'm going to invest in myself.
Because I understood one thing that I have to say, I am very, very grateful to Isagenix for, and I always will be, is, personal development. So any part of network marketing, a huge side of it is personal development, mm-hmm, and learning how to get the best you out of you and how to be the most productive. And I knew that I needed to fix, maybe not fix isn't the right word, but I needed to change my mindset, mm-hmm, to change my behavior. I knew that the food was a byproduct. Mm-hmm. I knew there was so much more going on and that I needed to come at it a different way.
Yep.
Like I could have done Weight Watchers again. I could have done Jenny Craig. I could have done them all again.
And but it wasn't about the food.
Thing would have happened. Mm-hmm. It wasn't about the food. It wasn't about the system. It was about I needed to change the way that I tackled the problem. Mm-hmm. And I went looking, like Googling, and I was just Googling how to change mindset, fat loss, and you came up, and mm-hmm, I started listening to your podcasts, and they made a whole hell of a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. And what I didn't, what I loved about your podcast was I have an 8-year-old little girl, and at 6, she started saying, "Mommy, I don't want to be fat." Mm. At 6, yeah. Like, oh, it just breaks your heart.
Yeah.
And I did not want to be part of the marketing wheel that tells women they're not good enough. Mm-hmm. So that was another big reason why I pulled out of Isagenix. And I knew that teaching her one 30 day after another was you have to constantly fix yourself.
Let me pause right there, because I totally know what you're saying, but I want to make sure that anybody else that hears this message gets it. Okay. If you are a parent and yes. you are constantly engaged in the next diet, after the next diet, after the next diet, they see that. Your yes. children see that. And so they see that you're either, that it's always about food and it's always about weight loss and it's a lot of work and it's a lot of effort and it's a lot of toil and it's not a natural, steady right. flow relationship with food based on what makes me feel great. Am I hungry? What do I love? Instead, it's this push-pull tug of war. Whether you talk about it or not, what you just said, having my daughter see this 130 day after another, that's, you teach them that that's normal.
I know. And I wanted to get out of that. She was very much my driving force to find something different, mm-hmm. but very, very quickly into this fat loss fast track, it became, and not, no disrespect to her, my kids are my world, but it's not about them.
That's right.
It's just not about them anymore.
That's right.
And they're watching mommy change and they're watching the way I do things is differently, mm-hmm. but I'm not doing it for them. I right. know they will benefit hugely
right.
from my changes, right. but it's not about them.
Absolutely. And you know, that's something that I hear a lot. I'm not a parent. I do not have children, but one of the important things that I really encourage, whether it's you're worried about your spouse or your sibling or a friend or your child, is this idea of being like a lighthouse, right? Because we all feel like we want to save somebody. We want to save our spouse or our kids, whoever it is. But if you think about a lighthouse and the role of a lighthouse, it's there to save ships, to keep ships safe, but it doesn't go anywhere. It stands there as a bright, immovable light. And as that bright, immovable light, ships are drawn to it. And the same thing is true of the way we care for ourselves. We do not have to run around saving people, our children, our spouse, our friends, our sister. No. If we focus on ourselves and being this bright, immovable light, people are drawn to that. When you are taking care of yourself, when you have a healthy, balanced relationship with food, when you are doing what makes you feel your best, people are drawn to that. They notice that, whether it's your kids or anybody else. So you get it. You are onto it, and your kids are lucky that they have that in you.
I'm going to add something just to that note. It's about so much more than food. I got in a car accident at the end of September, mm-hmm. and I have a back injury, fairly mild. Like, I'm fully functional, fully mobile, but I have a shoulder injury and a lower back injury. Mm-hmm. And I have very simple exercises, mm-hmm. 7 minutes a day they take. Mm-hmm. And I never did them. Mm. In the last 2 weeks, I have done them 80% of the time.
Wow. That's awesome.
Because that mind shift of self-care mm-hmm. has just, you know what, this needs to be a priority.
That's
I want to get better, because I'm going to get to a point where I integrate exercise. Mm-hmm. And when I get there, I want my body to be ready for it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So,
and it was funny. Sunday I didn't do them. And I remember I guess it was just this morning, getting up and thinking, okay, don't go 2 days in a row without doing them.
Right.
Just do them.
Yep.
Just don't forget yesterday you didn't do them.
That's but right.
Don't, 2 days
don't,
without
don't
doing
skip them. Twice. That's right.
And I did them this morning and my back feels better. My shoulder feels better. My chiropractor's like, what are you doing? Your range of motion is like massively improved.
Now, there's something that you said in your email to me that I wanted to touch on really for your benefit more than anything else. And one of the things that you said is a current struggle for you. is that your husband is still a sales rep for Isagenics, and yes, you have pulled away from that to really focus on yourself, focus on something more sustainable, focus on something not necessarily based on weight loss, but on really taking impeccable care of yourself. And what you said in your email was that the Isagenics thing tends to be the pink elephant in the room, and he complains about his clients giving up. And then you say, you said in your email, I respond with, it's not that simple. And then you said, the stress and the tension grows from there. And I want to give you, if it's okay, I want to give you my two cents on that.
Please.
Do not engage. It is none of your business.
You're so right.
Here's the thing. This is a perfect example of picking up something that's not ours to carry. And many, many months ago, I shared on a podcast how I had this sort of epiphany that much of the extra physical weight we carry, like being overweight, whether it's 5, 10, 20, 100 pounds, much of the physical weight we carry that we want to get rid of is not about inches and pounds, but it is what is required to carry all the extra mental and emotional weight we carry. Because it takes energy to carry these burdens, whether they are physical or mental, emotional. And much of the extra weight we carry is because we're shouldering stuff that's not ours. Look, your husband can complain every single day about some Isagenics client. It's not your business. It's not your burden. It's not yours to pick up. And it becomes yours when you engage. The reason you experience tension is because you are trying to get involved in problems and situations that are not yours. They are not your business. And it is not a requirement for connection with your husband to engage in his frustrations with his clients. If he wants to be a successful Isagenics rep, it's his responsibility to figure out how to reach these people or not. And I would say it only takes away from your relationship with him to get involved in something that is not your business. Not only are their journeys not your journeys and therefore absolutely none of your business, but also focus on you. That energy that you give to his frustration with his clients is energy that you could be using on yourself, right? Because we have a finite amount of energy and of attention and of focus. Why would you give away this precious resource for some freaking Joe Blow that's drinking shakes all day?
Yeah, I totally concur.
So the only reason that the stress and tension grows is because you keep it alive with your attention and your engagement.
Right.
Anything that has a negative impact on us will grow based on the amount of attention and energy we give it. So honestly, every time it comes up, I would just be like, that's not mine, you know, in your head or out loud, like that's not mine. That's not mine to carry. Like that, you know, your children's issues are yours because you are their mentor and you are their coach and you are their mother, right? But that stuff is not yours to carry. So don't even pick it up.
It's true. You know, he annoyed me last night, not necessarily related to Isagenics, but just, it doesn't really matter what it was, but I had just listened to a podcast, one of your podcasts, I don't remember which one it was, but it referenced an emotion is 90 seconds. And I remember I was really frustrated and pissed off last night. And that went through my head and I got up and I walked away and I did something else and I stayed away from him for a little while. And then when we both ended up going to bed, we started chatting about the kids and today and blah, 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 and it was gone.
Yeah.
And it was just gone.
The way that works, that's right. The way that works is that the natural lifespan of an emotion, the time it takes for it to kind of work through our body on a chemical level is about 90 seconds. Any emotion that stays alive in your heart, in your mind, in your worry, in your thoughts for longer than that is because you choose to keep it alive by fueling it with attention. It's like pouring gasoline on a fire. The more you focus on it, think about it, talk about it, complain about it, the more it stays alive. And if you just decide that just is going to go, I am not going to fuel it with thought. I am not going to give it my attention. And the other thing I would say is, and this is a nuanced little thing that might make you roll your eyes, he didn't piss you off. You chose to be pissed off in response because you could have just, whatever.
Okay. Oh, that's so true.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, nobody can make us angry. We choose anger as our response. And it might be the easiest response, but it's still a chosen response, right? Like, I got really pissed off today over a situation with my landlord, but he didn't piss me off. I just chose to take that approach when there was another approach available to me. I could have been very measured and laughed about it even, but I didn't. I chose the response of being angry, full well knowing that there were other responses available that I didn't choose. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. The learning how, just across the board, to take yourself off autopilot.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
It's like, food is a huge part of it, but it's, I mean, maybe it's not even the hugest part.
It's the emotional reactions to things.
There's so many different places. Like, my mom lives with me, and there's a little bit of tension there. And the last couple of weeks has been great.
And, you know, this is really interesting. This is really interesting. And this might be your biggest takeaway from this conversation in terms of an area for you to really hone in on the practice. And that is, when something happens where your default response would be anger or frustration or irritation, your default response would be negative. It would be really powerful for you to either pull out your phone or a piece of paper and jot down all the different possible ways you could respond, just as an exercise in proving to yourself that even though your default, your instinct, your habitual reaction might be some negative emotion like anger or frustration, that's only one of many options. So, for example, the next time your husband is venting about his non-compliant isogenics clients and how they're not motivated and this, that, and the other thing, your instinct might be to be irritated and defend and say, it's not that easy, it's more complicated than that, and blah, 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 blah. You might say, you know what? Another option for me to feel here is really grateful that I'm not still stuck there. And wow, what a powerful reminder this is for me to be proud of how far I've come, right? Or yeah. Maybe this is an opportunity for me to get grounded in what it really is about. Because you'll probably find yourself back in that cycle of like, oh, well, I'm not motivated, so I don't feel like doing the work. And therefore, every single time your husband complains about somebody who's in that cycle, that can be a reminder for you to check yourself and say, am I there right now? Or am I in a good place doing what I want to do, doing what I need to do, doing what's right for me? Or if your mother says something that might make you defensive, what are all the other ways you could respond? You could choose to see it as a lesson in how you want to interact with your kids and how grateful you are for an in-your-home reminder of how you want to show up as a mom. Or maybe you can find the humor in it. Maybe it's actually kind of hysterical that you guys are actually arguing about, you know, who's a better...
The most ridiculous things in the world.
Like, who's better at loading the dishwasher? Like, maybe it's an opportunity for you to laugh at yourself. So I really think that might be a great eye-opening exercise for you. And not to mention, seeing things in other ways will help you in your career in sales.
Yeah.
When you can think outside of the box and say, there's actually 7 different ways to see this. And if I can step back for a second and say, what are all of the ways to see this situation? You'll be a better mom. You'll be better at taking care of yourself. You'll show up better in your marriage. You'll be more patient with your mother, and you'll be a more effective salesperson.
It's so true.
So that would be what I would really challenge you to do. And what I would love is, I'd love for you to email me in a week and tell me how and when you've practiced expanding your perspective to say, what are the other ways I could take this? How might I see this in a way that it would serve me more? Just shoot me an email and tell me how it's going, because I think it would be really powerful to say, after 7 days of practicing this, I'm less stressed. I'm making better choices. I'm not arguing with my husband as much. I'm more patient with my kids. I think it's a really powerful thing to practice.
I'll take that challenge. Okay. Yep, absolutely. I'll do that.
Let me ask you one last question, because you know, you've been in the isogenics world. You have this role as a mom and wanting to set a great example for your kids. You've also struggled with your weight for a long time, and you've experienced success and setbacks. So if you were talking to somebody who was on the fence about the fat loss fast track, what would you say to them? What would be your 2-cent takeaway?
It's the approach. The approach, the way that the weekly challenges tackle one thing, and you don't, like your typical 30-day or any other thing, it's, okay, change your life today.
Mm-hmm. Right. And this all at once now, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like 3 days of I'm awesome, and then I suck, and I quit.
Right.
So it really, really allows you forgiveness for not being perfect. Mm-hmm. And it encourages mm-hmm. it. It's to be able to look at situations where we're on week 6, so in the last 5 weeks or so, when I've had what would be called terrible nights, mm-hmm. I can actually now look back at that and go, okay, what triggered that?
Yeah.
What got me there?
What's going on here? Yeah.
How did I get to that? I'm getting much better at not beating myself up for the bag of chips, but did the bag of chips get in my house? How did they get in my mouth? Right. Why did I make that choice? Mm-hmm. And I'm able to look at them and almost have permission, which anyone who's been on a weight struggle all of their life, you don't look to yourself for permission. You're looking for somebody else's solution. Mm-hmm. So in engaging in this process, you give us permission, or you give me permission to forgive myself for the missteps and not ignore them and embrace them and figure out
what's going on, why, and how
yeah. to avoid them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, it's just so different. Yeah. I don't know how else to.
Yeah. Well, but I love that. And I'm just so grateful for your perspective. I'm super excited to see where this journey takes you, because it is so different from so much of what else is out there. And more than anything, I'm excited to hear from you in a week in terms of how it's going to open up your perspective and say, what are some other ways I could respond to this? Because I really think that's going to be a game changer for you.
I absolutely, positively know that it's not easy to change your patterned reaction to something. That when someone pushes your buttons, it is a strong urge to respond the way you always do. And you might say, but it really did hurt my feelings, and I get it. But I want you all to realize that there are other ways to respond, even if they don't come easily or naturally. And practicing even just the identification of, I could ignore this. I could laugh about it. I could realize that it has nothing at all to do with me. Just practicing acknowledging the fact that there are other ways you could respond if you choose to will do so much for you related to your peace of mind. And guys, that has a massive impact on the way we take care of ourselves, because when we're perpetually frustrated, stressed, or irritated, it's a lot harder to take great care of ourselves, because our attention, our energy is elsewhere, because we're just more run down. So I hope you will all embrace some of these strategies and really work to improve your responses in any and all situations. Keep in mind also that the Fat Loss Fast Track for the spring opens up in early April. So we will kick off that first Sunday in April, 12 weeks of coaching, of weekly challenges, the journal, the private Facebook group, all of that good stuff will kick off in early April, which means I'll open it up in mid-March. There is a wait list right now. You can get on the wait list, and there's no requirement in getting on the wait list. It's just kind of having you be the first person available to get in when I do open it up in March. You can get on the wait list. I will put the link to the weight loss for the spring weight loss. For the wait list for the spring fat loss fast track, I'll put it up on the show notes for this episode over on primalpotential.com. Hope you guys have a great day and stay in touch. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes.
Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.